What's going on, everyone? Partial Artist, and I'm back, dude. I've been MIA a while, I know. It's been a couple weeks I've been gone, but I have been busy, and I will touch on it in this episode. I've been getting beat up. Where the Partial Artist name comes from is obviously a play on martial artist. My wife figured that out like a year and a half into this podcast. She's a genius. But yeah, I had a fight coming up. Yesterday, I'm a day removed from it right now, and I wanted to put all my time and make sure the last the 3 weeks going into it, kind of a little short notice, 3 weeks. I always stay in shape. I spent the last 3 weeks getting in the best fight shape I could and got prepared the best I could. Felt great. Didn't go my way on the judges' score cards. I personally thought I won the decision, but they did not see it that way, so it is what it is. But that's where I've been, man. That's where I've been. I've been focused on that, so sorry I dipped out. Next time, I will be able to keep up episodes while I prepare. Hopefully, I'll have a little more time. But it is what it is, you know? I went out there. I felt good. I got no excuses. I felt really good going in. Mentally, it was the best I've ever felt. There's a lot I can learn from this fight improvement-wise. There's a lot I can take away that I think I did well. So it's just a matter of paying attention to the positives, taking those for what they are, and focusing on the negatives, and getting back to work. I got this weekend. I'm going to chill. I was eating super clean. I always eat pretty healthy, but whenever I got something scheduled, that's when it gets super strict. So really been limiting myself. I haven't had any sugar, any junk, any all clean foods, prepared foods, everything like that. So this weekend, probably going to eat some junk, have a couple beers. I'm a couple beers deep already, and I'm just going to hang out and lick my wounds, have a good time with some friends, watch the fights this weekend, which I'll touch on this episode, and get back to work on Monday. Get moving forward, but felt good going in. I had a great corner. I want to thank my corner. They did a great job. I want to thank my family. My dad came down. That was great. Everyone who came and supported, that was awesome. I loved the support. I appreciate every one of it. People after the fight who gave me some praise. It's weird after a fight, you kind of figure out who your friends are. When you lose one, it's kind of weird. The people who treat you the same before the fight and after the fight, that's your friends. They show up, they support you, win, lose, draw, whatever happens. They're going to treat you the exact same that they did day before as they do the day after, no matter what happens. Still the same people. And there's some people who, you know, their perceptions of you change a little bit. They kind of, it's weird. I don't know what it is about fighting. They kind of look down on you a little in a way. It's not like a sympathy thing. I don't know. It's odd. People get this weird feeling. You can see it. They kind of get a little smirk or they look down on you. And it's weird. They kind of take a little bit of enjoyment and you lose, even though you're friends. I guess you're not really friends, but I don't know. You find out who your friends are, but I had a good fight. I thought I did well. I thought I won 2-1, but I'm not going to take anything away from my opponent. He got the W. So it is what it is. It's how it goes. It's the game. I shouldn't have left to the judges. A lot I think I did well, that I did better than I thought. I thought my wrestling, I improved very, very well from my last performances. I mean, it's been 6 years since I stepped in the cage. So I thought my wrestling was really good. I was happy with that. My opponent did a good job at being able to neutralize any real damage on the ground. He was able to control and hold and really, really neutralize that threat. But I thought I was controlling well. On the feet, he landed some good shots. But I thought I was doing well on the feet as well. I put myself in a few bad situations, but I thought I had him in worse situations. But it is what it is. I'm not going to take anything away from him. Just personally, I thought I got the win. I thought I won the first two rounds. And again, good takeaways. My mental space, I felt good going in. That's something I want to keep. The preparation I had, that was as good as I could feel. I left it all in there. I got to go the distance, which is the first time that I've got to do that. I got to feel what it's like going into the third round, in between rounds. I got to feel that feeling. I was exhausted after the first round, a little bit of adrenaline dump, a little bit. My opponent was strong, you know, and you're going to hit in the face. So, you know, that can kind of wear on you. And this is the first time I ever went into the later rounds like that. So, You know, you learn from it. I was tired going into the third. I thought that was the round I probably performed the worst in. I still think I did well in it. I think it was I think you could go either way with that one. But all in all, you know, I'm obviously not happy with the outcome, but I'm not happy with my performance. I think there's a lot of, you know, hindsight's 2020. I think there's a lot I can take away. Things I should have done differently. I shouldn't have pressured as much. I should have stepped back and picked my shots. Things like that. Just things I can nitpick. And you're always going to have those nitpicks and think, well, if I could run it back, I would do all this differently. But, you know, good learning experience. And just gotta get back on the horse. I got to thank Ben for the support. Sergio, Justin, again, my corner, my friends who came out, my team. That was great. It means a lot, and it's at the end of the day, you can't control the outcome. All you can control is your preparation. I felt as prepared as I could possibly be. I felt in the best shape I could possibly be. I left it in the ring as hard as I could, as much as I could. I think that's why this one doesn't hit as hard. It sucks. I think I won, but it doesn't hurt as much because I got to lay it all out there. I know I gave what I had and everything I had. I got busted up. So I have a very sensitive nose and it bleeds pretty easily. I'm not honestly sure what caught my nose. I don't know if it was in a grappling exchange or if it was a shot that he landed, but my nose started to bleed. I think that's probably mid second round. I don't really remember. So I fought through that, and again, there's a lot I can take away from it and be proud of, but I know I left it all in there, all I could do. I gave everything I had, and if the judges didn't see it that way, then it is what it is. I can take away from it and prepare a little bit differently moving forward, so I don't have any regrets on that. I gave up or I didn't give my all. I gave my all. There's obviously regrets or thoughts of I should have done this or this or this in hindsight. But in the fight, I gave everything I had, so it's all you can really ask for. You got to be indifferent to what makes no difference, and winning and losing a fight. At the end of the day, we both went home healthy, me and my opponent. That's the biggest thing. We're both going back to our families. Everything's good. It's competition, so you want to win. You feel confident going in. You obviously want to beat the guy. But at the end of the day, there's family, there's friends, there's all that stuff that means a lot. And at the end of the day, it means more, and it's just a learning experience. It's a loss, but I can take from it and grow and move forward. Party this weekend, have a good time, get fucking fat and sassy. Heal my wounds. I got a black eye. I must have landed a kick weird or something. My foot swelled up a little bit. My lower back is tight as a motherfucker. Again, he was really strong on the ground, kind of controlling, and I had to fight through some of those and get in weird positions to get that. But I had a lot of positives I thought I took away from. And it is what it is. It's the game, dude. I've lost more than I've won. So it's not like it's a shock or nothing. It's not like it's some new feeling to me. It's just something you keep learning from and growing from. And keep pushing forward. And it was nice. It gave me a new fire inside of me. It was good to get in shape. Again, I always stay in shape. I'm a pretty fit person. But it was good to have something on the schedule to train for and focus on. And that felt good to have that again. It's been years since I've had that, and it felt great. And I'm 25. And I still want to keep competing. I enjoy it. And I don't have really any clear desire of where I want my fighting career to go. I just enjoy it, and wherever that takes me is where it takes me. That's where I'm at now. It used to be when I was younger, I want to fight and be the champ and do all these things and have these goals. And I still have goals, obviously, and aspirations. But I think what's going to help me moving forward is, and I think what helped my mindset this time, is that I'm not putting that added pressure on myself of I got to hit this goal by this age. And well, this fighter at 22 was doing this, and I'm 19, so I only got this amount of time to get to this and that. And that's not what I'm doing it for anymore. It's, I just love the competition. I love the training. I love the feeling. I love putting it all out there, giving it my all. And I think that's why I performed so much better than any of my other performances. I think I performed well. And I think that's when what's going to keep carrying me through. It's just that's what's wanting me to get back in the gym training Monday. It's the same feeling I had when I started training when I was 15. You know, you just enjoy it. You just want to get in there, train, feel good. And hopefully I'm looking at trying to fight again in March, somewhere in there. So just get back to the drawing board. Keep moving forward. All respect to my opponent. Very nice guy. Very cordial. I can't say enough about the very good guy. He was game. He threw. He landed. Again, I personally thought I got it done. But, you know, they say don't leave it up to the judges. And that is what it is. That's how it goes. I gave it my all. I left everything I had in there. So no regrets on that end for me. It kind of makes it easier to deal with. And again, if the worst thing that happens in your life is losing a fight, you've lived a pretty good life. There are people with a lot more struggles out there than losing a fight. So that's kind of what keeps it in perspective for me. At the end of the day, win, lose, draw, still got to come home to my wife, still got to be a son, still got to be a brother, still got to be a coworker. You still got to do all these things. Life doesn't stop because you win or lose a fight. If I'd have won, I would still be doing the same stuff today that I'd be doing if I lost. I still got to take care of my family. I still got to take care of my life. Still got to do my things. So just a competition, man. It's how it goes. You learn from it. Move forward. Push forward. Felt great going in. I'm going to keep the momentum going up. Look to get back in there in March. And get a move on. So that's why I've kind of been MIA. My YouTube took a halt. I stopped doing my YouTube. Stopped doing my podcast. I did Horror Thoughts because I do that with Sean Blumenshine. I'm not going to take out someone else's work. All the other stuff is solo, so I can kind of dip out on that. I co-host with Sean, so I was not going to stop doing those. So Horror Thought Podcast have still been going. But yeah, we will be back doing the podcast. So Monday is normal, this little Friday episode, just day after, kind of feeling how I feel. I was really disappointed, really embarrassed yesterday. Just kicking back today, thinking about it, going on with my day, seeing some friends. You see who, like I said, you see who your true friends are, man. You see who reaches out to you. You see who talks to you. You see who treats you the same as they did before, as they do after. You got some people who they just kind of treat you lesser than. It's a weird thing. I don't understand it. People just treat you different. I don't know. They just kind of look at you different. They don't talk to you the same. They kind of have like a little smugness to them and kind of look any chance to kind of give you a little low blow about it, you know. But it is what it is. I was in the cage. I tried, did my best. That's all I can do. We are back doing the podcast like normal. And everything should be flowing. My YouTube's going to be a little different. I'm going to do a live stream this Sunday if you want to check it out at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12, or at noon Eastern. I will be finishing up the Marble Sports Championship. There's a couple events. I'm just going to knock them all out at one time in a live stream. And my YouTube is probably going to slow down more so on the marble stuff. It's going to be all on my Patreon at this point. But I have a lot of different things I want to do with my YouTube. And it kind of just the algorithm side of it, that whole fancy side of making content and that shit, is that if I make too many different styles of videos that I don't ever get, that it promotes videos that one audience would like to the audience that I have that wouldn't like those videos, and vice versa. So people who like my movie stuff aren't going to like my marble stuff. People like my marble stuff aren't going to like my movie stuff. And it kind of makes the audiences all convoluted to where it doesn't promote or grow at all. And obviously, if I'm creating content, I like creating the content, but I also want it to grow a little bit. And I was overworking myself with the amount of content I was putting out. I was doing it really rapidly, and I was putting a lot of work into it. So it's going to kind of slow down a little bit, get my taper, and that way I can get back to training hard and get to where I want to be, as well as still keep going with my YouTube. So it'll be a little different duration as far as how it's moving forward. But this Sunday I will be doing that live stream, and I'll get back to doing some movie review stuff like that. I just have to space my schedule out more. I need to pace myself. I was really running myself ragged where I would wake up, do a video, do something, go to work all day, come back, put the camera on, start another video, go see this movie so I can review it. And it was just a lot that I was going on, and it felt kind of nice in a way, just focusing on one thing for the fight and doing 2-3 days, that I only had one thing to focus on. Not I got to get this content out and record this video, but I need to go see this video before I can do this video. And I just kind of bogged myself down. So I'm going to see this weekend and just kind of map it out and do a little bit different stuff. Again, my Patreon, I apologize. I haven't been posting on there. I know y'all support the channel more so by giving money, and I didn't put content up there. And I will be getting back on that next week. So my Patreon will be the same. I'm going to start adding more. It's going to be more Patreon heavy than it is YouTube heavy right now, because I really want to give a lot to those people who support, and I want to kind of shift my YouTube and stuff in a different direction. And same with the podcast. We'll see where it ends up, how it goes. But it should be back to normal on Mondays, and maybe not this Monday because I'm doing this episode right now. We'll see what happens over the weekend. And Horror Thoughts will be out next Wednesday, again Sunday live stream, and we'll kind of play it by ear from there. Same thing on my Discord. I put out a little bit of information there. I know I was very cryptic about why I wasn't posting or doing anything. Nothing bad happened in my life. Nothing. There was nothing major. It was just really trying to gear in and focus. Because when you're stepping in against a cage against someone, you don't know what they're capable of. You know what they're trying, their intent is, but you don't know what they're capable of. You have to put that at the forefront of your mind. And I did that, and I'm disappointed with the outcome, but I'm pleased with what I was able to give and the time I had. So I'm happy with it. Fun time, a good learning experience, and we'll keep moving forward. But speaking of fighting, tomorrow we got UFC 269. We got Charles Oliveira facing Dustin Poirier for the lightweight belt. You got Amanda Nunes, Juliana Pena. I almost said Pena. That's not correct. Juliana Pena coming out. Good card. Let me pull it up. I'll give you some of my predictions, how I think the fights are going to go. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a huge Dustin Poirier fan. I even walked out to my fight with his walkout song, The Boss by James Brown. It was a perfect song. And my dogs are barking pretty bad. Hopefully they will quit, because I don't feel like getting up right now. So I'm not going to. It's probably my loud neighbors. It sounds like they're jackhammering up there. I don't know what they're doing. Hopefully it's just bomb sex or something going on for them, but it sounds like they're just jackhammering things. And that's no good for living on the third floor, you know? You shouldn't do that. But the fight card. So Charles Oliveira, Dustin Poirier, Amanda Nunes, Juliana Pena, Jeff Neal, Santiago Ponzinibbio, Kai Kara France, Cody Garbrandt's dropping down to flyweight, Julian Paiva, Sean O'Malley. That's your main card. And you've got stacked all the way down to the prelims, dude. You've got tons of big names on the prelims, even the early prelims. You got Dominic Cruz, Pedro Munoz. You got Josh Emmett, Dan Ige. You got Ryan Hall in the early prelims against Derek Minner. Might be Minner. I don't know how you say it. You got Eric Anders, who I thought was an athletic monster that I always thought was going to make a run for the belt. He might. Who knows? You never know. Tai Tuivasa is on this. So it's a stacked card. Charles Oliveira, Dustin Poirier. I'm biased, so I'm going to pick who I like. I like both guys. I should start with that. I like Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier. I'm going to go with Dustin Poirier. I want to see him get the belt. He's had a long road, and not just as much as I want to see him get the belt. I think he's got very strong on the feet. I think he's coming into his own. You saw in the Chandler fight, Oliveira can get caught. Obviously, Charles Oliveira has the most finishes on the ground, so who knows how the fight will go when it hits the ground, because don't sleep on Dustin Poirier. He's got some slick submissions, especially in his early UFC career. He was getting a lot of submissions. I mean, he got a mounted triangle/armbar on Max Holloway. So he's not a slouch on the ground. He's by no means has the pedigree of Charles Oliveira. But if Clay Guida taught us anything, it's that in an MMA fight, you can turn a large black belt into a white belt and get a submission just from punches alone. And Clay Guida proved that by beating a world champion by rear naked choke. So anything can happen in MMA. So you can't discount that. But I'm going to go Dustin Poirier. I think he's going to get it done on the feet. And I don't think it's going to be a finish. I think he's just going to really strike hard. And I think it's going to be a battle. But I think Dustin Poirier is going to get it. Amanda Nunes, Juliana Pena. I do like Juliana Pena. She has faced similar opponents as Amanda Nunes. And someone to beat Amanda Nunes is Kat Zingano. And that was a long, long time ago. But Juliana Pena does have a victory over her. So if you try to do some MMA math, there you go. As far as the results, it's hitting that Anderson Silva level with Amanda Nunes, where she's been going dominant so long. Is she going to get to a point where she starts to take her foot off the gas? You know, is she going to get a little too comfortable, a little too confident, and not take these opponents seriously and not be the best form of herself or get caught or whatever the case may be? Or is she going to still have that same championship mindset? So we'll see. Juliana Pena, I think, is going to be in her face early on, and it'll be dictated off Amanda Nunes, how hard she's throwing, how fast she's throwing, how aggressive she is. So we'll see what Amanda Nunes shows up. She's the normal champion as old. I see her getting the finish, but you never know. Juliana Pena is a dog, and she's one that I would bet on. Jeff Neal, he's just had some trouble that I think it is going to get over. That isn't relevant, but he got pulled over for DUI with a weapon, but the weapon was licensed to him, and he did a blood test, and he's confident that he was not above the limit, so it's kind of just off the table. But that is something he has to deal with going into a fight, so maybe that gets into his head. I don't know about that. I don't really have a prediction, honestly, for Jeff Neal and Santiago. But Kai Kara France, Cody Garbrandt. Seeing Cody Garbrandt at flyweight, I am very curious to see that experiment. He has heavy hands at 135. We'll see what he does at 125 and see how his chin and cardio and everything holds up, cutting down another 10 pounds. Kai Kara France isn't necessarily known for just that Cody Garbrandt level of power, especially on the feet. But you never know. It's a new weight class. Anything can happen. But my money, I'm going to put it on Cody Garbrandt. I think he'll win that and go right into a title fight of Moreno and Figueiredo. Which brings us to his old division, bantamweight, Julian Paiva and Sean O'Malley. Sean O'Malley's playing it the smartest in the UFC, in my opinion, as far as building himself up. He's not trying to run all the way up to the ranks as quick as possible. He's taking his time. He's getting his experience. He calls himself the unranked champ. He's still unranked. And he's not in a rush to get to the top. He knows he's young. He's got a long career. He's taking his time. He's getting his experience in. And I think that's a very smart thing to do. You can get that Darren Till, Kevin Lee style where you get thrown up quick. And it might not pan out. For some people, it does pan out. Conor McGregor, perfect example. Some people, it doesn't pan out. I think with Sean O'Malley, he's playing it smart. I think he'll get the victory. And I'm sure next after this, he will have a ranked opponent. Dominic Cruz, Pedro Munhoz. This is kind of a interesting spot for both fellas, because Dominic Cruz is obviously former champion, coming off some wins and losses. Munhoz coming off a loss to Jose Aldo, and he's won one out of his last four. Lost to Aljamain Sterling, champion. Lost to Frankie Edgar, split decision, former champion. Beat Jimmy Rivera, lost to Jose Aldo. So it's not any slouch. But he's definitely in a hot seat for needing a victory, for sure. And same thing with Dominic Cruz. He's lost two of his last three. And again, he lost champions. Lost Cody Garbrandt. That's how he lost his belt. Lost Henry Cejudo. Beat Casey Kinney in a split decision. And so for Cruz, he wants to get that belt back. He said he don't want to be in the game if he's not getting the belt. He wants to get another step closer. This is one that he needs to get a big victory on. He needs to beat Pedro Munhoz. And Pedro Munhoz needs this to be able to stay a staple in the division. And they're both kind of getting up there as far as age is concerned, 35, 36. For the lighter weight classes, that's usually an issue. But Glover Teixeira proved age doesn't matter. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm going to say Dominic Cruz. I think his footwork will be a lot. I think he's motivated, especially coming after that loss. It's hard to pick against him. I'm going to say Dominic Cruz, but don't sleep on Pedro Munhoz for sure. And that's the fights I'm going to talk about. The others, I just don't have too much insight on or in-depth insight on. This is kind of the first time I've looked at this whole fight card. I've been really focused on what was going on with me, so I wasn't really keeping up to date. Wasn't really doing my research. So that's just kind of off-the-cuff thoughts on how I think those are going to go. But if we do an episode on Monday, we'll recap it. And I think this podcast is going to do a lot more of that Tuesday takedown style we used to do for the OG fans, where I would talk about MMA. That might be a bigger focus because that's kind of been a bigger focus of my world for the last month, and I want to keep it that way. It's feeling really good, and I'm 25, which isn't young for MMA, but it isn't old, and I've got some experience not the same as others. So I think I can get a lot done with my goals in this sport and push myself as far as I possibly can in MMA at 25, being healthy, being fit. I like to think that I haven't taken all the hard miles from, you know, 2021 to 25, whereas a lot of people, they're getting that fighting experience, sure, but I wonder if it affects their longevity as it goes on. You know, they start to peter out at 32, 33, 34, whereas maybe if I took those years off, which I had prior commitments to other things in my life that I had to take care of, that MMA was not on the forefront. If I were to put that at the forefront towards the end of my 20s, because, you know, a male doesn't come into his physical prime until 28 to 32. So if I can use that time with the experience I have when I was younger, and I can use this more, in quotes, grown man strength stuff I have now, and push forward, see what I can make with a career at that point. That's how I like to think about it. That could just be false confidence. You can call it what you want. But we're going to see what happens. Again, I want to try to get back in there in March, so I'm going to get some good training in and hopefully get a good push and a good fight camp. But all in all, I didn't really focus too much on this card. That's my overall basic predictions for some of the bigger fights of the night. This is the episode, man. It's not much. It's really not. I just wanted to cover why I've been gone, what to expect coming forward. Thank y'all for the support. And yeah, that was that. So guys, check out Horror Thoughts. It comes out next Wednesday. We are talking The Lost Boys, and we did a Friday the 13th Freddy vs. Jason script read. We read some of the unread scripts of Freddy vs. Jason. Well, one in particular, which is by far the most ridiculous script I've ever heard in my entire life. It's fucking insane. When you have Ted Bundy refereeing a fight between two fictional movie characters in hell, and someone wrote that on paper, that's bananas. And we get into that, man, me and Sean. We had a very fun time with that one. It's probably the funnest episode I've done, honestly. So be looking for that on Wednesday. Patreon, I'm coming back, I promise. Sunday, the live stream's happening on my YouTube. 9 o'clock Pacific, noon Eastern. Check it out. Hope to see you guys there. We'll touch on a little more there. But thank you all for listening, dude. Again, thank you all for the support, everybody. My team, Ben, Sergio, Justin, all y'all, my family, everybody. Sorry I couldn't get it done, guys. I was hoping to come back with a belt and some excitement. But it is what it is. You know, you live, you learn. It's life. The more important things, you learn to win, you learn to lose. So you just got to grow from it and keep moving forward, guys. So I'll be back in the gym Monday. I'll be back making my content like normal. Thank you, guys. I love y'all. Peace.